I will have to say that was my first go around in the captain's chair there. So
it wasn't too bad. I didn't think you did too bad.
And plus
the technical thing.
And plus I made you change out that, what's that thing called?
The trackpad. The magic pad.
I made you change it back for an actual mouse.
Right.
Because I wasn't about to learn how to use.
No, man.
I'm not about to learn to use that and all the other shit too on the same day.
Julian is like Big Fatty. He does not use the computers and he does not use the
cellular telephonic devices. No, I will not learn all this new shit.
Hear that?
You hear that? That is a coupon for a computer with a hand crank on the front.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
No, I will not learn all this new shit.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 720 of the BFO. For Friday, the 5th of November, 2010, y'all coming up on today's, say it with me, show, y'all, I've got a list, and can you hear that, you know what that is. Hi, everyone, I hope you're Friday. It's going well, y'all. It is the big old coal miners weekend here at the coal mine, and y'all, it's busy. It is busy. We are working our fingers to the bones. Yes, Big Freddy, just work those fingers to the bones. But y'all, there's it's gonna be very busy. Later tonight, I have to go to the Aeropuerto to pick up a former coal miner who will be staying here at the Fat Cave during the weekend. And y'all, I just want to go ahead and get it. Just go ahead and quell the rumors, because I know the rumors are going to be out there. But y'all, I want to just quell the rumors. And according to Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
There will be no LFC tonight. No, Big Freddy, please say it ain't so. Well, guess what? It's so. Y'all, it's just true. It is true, and I'm sorry to break that news to you, but y'all, it is justified this weekend. Let me just say, it is justified this weekend. Now, y'all, on yesterday's show, we were in the middle of a story about Bob and Betty. You know, they were in a car accident and Betty was bleeding, and Bob took Betty up to this house, and Igor answered the doorbell, and then they took Betty down to the laboratory, and y'all, Bob had just collapsed from exhaustion and from his own injuries, so Igor had placed Bob on an adjoining table, and y'all, that's where we left off. But we're going to pick it up right now, because I know there are many of you that want to know. Yes, Big Betty, please finish the story. So, after a brief examination, Igor's master looks worried. Things are serious, Igor. Prepare a transfusion. Igor and his master worked feverishly, but to no avail. Bob and Betty Hill are no more. The Hills' deaths upset Igor's master greatly. Wearily, he climbs the steps to his conservatory, which houses his grand piano. for it is here that he has always found solace. He begins to play, and a stirring, almost haunting melody fills the house. Meanwhile, Igor is still in the lab, tidying up. His eyes catch movement, and he notices the fingers on Betty's hand go twitchy, keeping time to the haunting piano music. Stunned, he watches as Bob's arm begins to rise, marking the beat. He is further amazed as Betty and Bob both sit up straight. Unable to contain himself, he dashes up the stairs to the conservatory, and he bursts in and shouts to his master, "Master, master! The hills are alive with the sound of music!" Y'all, because there was so much fucking going on in February of various years, a lot of birthdays. And y'all, yesterday was Rambly Reedheed's birthday. And y'all, Jay the Haunt Cub had a birthday. Also, y'all, coming up in just a little over a week, Miss... La 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 Lauren is having a birthday. But y'all, that is not. Those are wonderful birthdays. But y'all, today, the 5th of November, y'all, today is Miss Kenny's birthday. Dear Gussie McFunny. So y'all, if you see Miss Kitty, on the Twitty, Kitty on the Twitty. Oh, dear Gussie McFunny, that's a good one, Kitty on the Twitty. But if you see Miss Kitty on the Twitty, wish Miss Kitty a happy birthday. And y'all, and by birthday, I mean happy celebration of exiting the what is that thing called? Oh, Big Freddy, you've forgotten. It's the exiting of the birth canal. Yes, Big Freddy, that's vulgar.
Happy birthday, Sloppy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Come on.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Come on.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Now, y'all, I mentioned that it is the big old coal miners weekend here at the coal mine, and y'all, because of that, we need to be able to move around the mine with great ease. And y'all, so Mr. Vader always gets us some golf carts. We just rent them for the weekend, and y'all, they just plug in the electric and they just move very quietly. It's not like a jalopy or anything. No. But y'all, I was trying one of them out today, and y'all, they're new, and I don't really know what how they work. I mean, I got an idea how they work, but y'all, they each have their own little personalities. And so earlier today, I went to use one of them, and I couldn't get it to work. And so I went back in and I said, "Mr. Vader, I need the key," because we got two of them. I said, "I need the key to the other golf cart, because the one out in front of the coal mine, it won't work with this key." He goes, "Yes, it will, Big Freddy." I said, "Well, I don't know what I've done wrong then." And y'all, I went back out and put the key in the ignition and pressed on the gas and nothing. He goes, "Oh, y'all, that is a honey ham and Swiss cheese grilled sandwich and some dill pickle flavored potato chips. Delicious." And so he came out and he goes, Big Freddy, you have to put it in drive. Poor Big Freddy. Oh, y'all, poor Big Freddy. So, y'all, I went out a little bit later. And, you know, I wasn't going to make a... No, Big Freddy, you've made your blunder. You've made your blunder in the golf cart now. So, y'all, I went back out a little bit later, and I got in there, and I put it in drive, and I started driving away, and, y'all, the horn started blowing, and I'm like, oh, dear, Gussie, how do I make that stop? So, y'all, I hit the brakes, and I'm looking on the steering wheel, and I don't see, because I thought maybe it had gotten stuck because it's been rainy and everything, and sometimes those kinds of things can get stuck. And I'm looking, and I can't figure it out. No, I'm looking on the steering column. There's no horn. And, y'all, it stops. And so then I step on the gas again, and it starts blowing again. And, y'all, I can't figure it out. I just can't figure it out. So I hit the brakes again, and it stopped. And, y'all, so then I stepped on the gas again. Y'all, it started blowing again, and, y'all, I couldn't figure it out. And I didn't put my foot on the brake that time, and it just kept blowing and blowing. And I'm like, what is wrong with this thing? Y'all, there's a little switch on the floorboard, and when I would move my left foot to hit the brake, that's when I'd take my foot off the horn. And then when I would take my foot off the brake, I'd put my foot back over to the left, and I'd step on the horn again. Oh, poor Big Fatty. So, y'all, not only does Big Fatty not use the computers nor the cellular telephonic phonic devices, but, y'all, he doesn't use the golf carts well either. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Now, y'all, let's see, what else have I got here? We finished the Igor story. We've had the happy birthdays. We've told you about no LFC. Y'all, I've got scratch-offs to do, dear Gussie. You know, we've got these scratch-offs. Scratch-offs from the Illinois that Tom and Terry sent me from one of their places, y'all. And, y'all, we are going to do them right now because we've got a $1 and a $2 card. Oh, but, y'all, before we start that, y'all, we are going to, while we're doing that, we are going to try the little sweet treats that Nancy sent from Japan. Y'all, the chunky nude balls. Y'all, we're going to try those right now. We're opening it up. And, y'all, I'm going to look at it and tell you what it looks like. Y'all, it looks like a big old rat turd. Let's just put it this way. If you saw this on the ground, you'd get out a mousetrap, y'all. But, y'all, it kind of looks like a malted milk ball, but with warts. It's got warts, y'all, so I'm going to try one right now. Y'all, it tastes like a malted milk ball with warts. That's not bad. Those aren't bad at all. Nancy, thank you so much for that. And y'all, we are also going to try the Aunt Gussie's Mexican wedding cakes. And y'all, that Kim Beaver, y'all, she says that she hopes they're not vile, but y'all. They look like those Danish wedding cookies that Keebler, the Keebler elves make. But I'm not sure how they're going to be. Y'all, and Aunt Gussie, she has really gone out on these. And y'all, we're going to try it right now. That's good. Oh, that's real good. Except, y'all, it's exactly the same as the Danish wedding cookies. Except it doesn't have the little chocolate chips in it. And I think I like this better than the Danish wedding cake. Kimber. Beaver, your wedding cake is lovely. Leave it to the Mexicans. And Aunt Gussie. All right, y'all. Let's do these scratch-offs now. Y'all, what do we do here? On game, there's three games on the dollar card. And it says, Get three like symbols in the same game and win the prize for that game. All right, so game number one, let's see what we got. We have got a horseshoe. Oh, and another horseshoe. And the third one, oh, it is a coin. Not a winner, Big Fatty. All right, game number two. There is a wishbone and another wishbone. Oh, dear Gussie. And the third, oh, y'all, it is a third wishbone. We have a winner. Oh, it's going to be a winner, Big Fatty. But, y'all, we're not going to scratch the prize yet. We are going to wait and play game number three. Y'all, here there is a rabbit's foot. Oh, and a seven, and another rabbit's foot. So not a winner there, but y'all, we won on game number two. And y'all, we're going to now scratch the prize. And y'all, the prize is $2. Y'all, we have doubled our money on this one. Oh, dear Gussie. Dear Gussie, that's a winner. That's a winner. Now, y'all, the other one is the $2 card. And y'all, that is the spooky cash. And y'all, on this one, you match any of your numbers to either of the winning numbers, and you win the prize shown for that number. If you get a pumpkin head symbol, you win a prize. Get a pumpkin symbol and win the prize shown automatically. Get a bat symbol, and you win all 10 prizes. Y'all, I hope there's a bat. I hope there's a dingbat. Y'all, let's check the winning numbers. The winning numbers are number 7. Y'all, that's a lucky number. And number 16. And I believe that is the age of consent in South Carolina, which Miss Kitty, I think, but thinks that's a little high. But, oh, Big Fatty, it's his birthday. Be nice. Y'all, so we've got 1, 2, 3. Y'all, we've got 10 numbers to check now. We're trying to match a 7. And a 16, that's a 5, not a winner. And a number 20, not a winner. And then we've got a number 3, not a winner. And then a number 15, not a winner. And y'all, then we've got a 21, not a winner. And a number 12, not a winner. Come on, Big Fatty, you can do it. Y'all, there's a number 24, no. And a number 11, y'all, we are coming up empty. We've only got 2 numbers left, and here we go. Number 18, not a winner. And number 8, oh, not a winner, Big Fatty. Okay, but y'all, we won $2 on the good luck. So we'll be sending that back to Tom and Terry at one of their places. I don't know which one, but anyway. Now, y'all, can you hear that, huh? Can you hear that, huh? Can you hear that? Y'all, after recording the show for yesterday, y'all, I went to the Publix. Because I had to get a few little things. Because, y'all, as I mentioned, I am having guests in the Fat Cave this weekend. And, y'all, I bought shit. Let's just say what it is. It's just shit, y'all. But I got me a cone beef also and some cabbage, so I'll be farting it up all weekend. Y'all, the penny coupon was for some old-fashioned oatmeal. Y'all, the only good thing about old-fashioned oatmeal is making oatmeal cookies. Yes, Big Fatty, please do it. And, but y'all, I bought, eggs and y'all, they had the, Oscar Mayer shaved honey ham on sale for $4.99 for a pound. And y'all, I had a coupon for $1 off. Ah, Big Fatty, you love a coupon. And, y'all, so I spent $45.32, but I saved $11.74, y'all. That is not too bad. It's not too shabby at all, about 25%. So I will be happy to accept a 25% coupon. Yes, Big Fatty, I know how exciting you must be about all of that. Oh dear Gussie. Well, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Now, for those of you that live in the U.S. of A., this is the weekend that we fall back. Y'all, there's an extra hour of being in a coma. At 2 a.m. In the morning, you will move your clock back to 1 a.m. in the morning. Unless, of course, you're just big and fat and you don't do that. And you make, Myron, move the clocks back. But y'all, do that. Enjoy falling back. Y'all know by now that Big Fatty loves the standard time. Julian, are you ready to move your clock back an hour?
No. No, I will not learn all this new shit.
Thank you for calling. can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.